Hello, everyone, and welcome to LWIM's Truth of the Matter, a daily podcast made available to you via our website, lwim.org, lwim.org. There are many who would argue that our nation was not founded on biblical principles. Many atheistic societies, many atheistic individuals, head of different organizations, continually argue this in our country. And there is an incessant attack against Christians and those that uphold our Christian foundations, our nation's Christian foundations, on a daily basis in this country. We continually see that teachers are sued because they prayed in a public school area. Other families are being taken to court because they placed a nativity scene on the front of their lawn, and these organizations such as the ACLU, they claim that these are an infringement on the rights of other Americans and that these scenes are offensive. Yet it's not a problem when we indoctrinate children in our schools to almost worship our current president, as many of you have seen, I'm sure. Now, I wanted to tackle this issue today because it's very obvious that many are ignorant of the very fact that our nation was founded on biblical principles, and it is important to bring this to light. This was something that everyone accepted in the old times. Why? Because it is history. It's something that happened. But yet there are those that want to quiet our country's history in order to bring forth an evil agenda, an anti-God, an anti-biblical agenda. I'm going to read some quotes to you from our founding fathers so that you can clearly see what their convictions were and why these convictions were the driving force behind wanting to make an American nation a nation under God. John Hancock, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Principally and first of all, I give and recommend my soul into the hands of God that gave it, and my body I recommend to the earth, nothing doubting, but at the general resurrection I shall receive the same again by the mercy and power of God." Patrick Henry, the governor of Virginia, said, "It cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "My only hope of salvation is in the infinite, transcendent love of God manifested to the world by the death of his Son upon the cross. Nothing but his blood will wash away my sins. I rely exclusively upon it. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." John Adams, our second president, said, "The general principles upon which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." So we see that by these quotes and already written documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, that our founding fathers believed that there was an eternal power, providence, many of them used with a capital P, that gave us or gives us these freedoms and these liberties, free will, the ability to free speech, to exercise religion. All these things are made available to us by what? By our God. But we must recognize that there is one God and one mediator between man and God. And that is Jesus Christ, man. The Apostle Paul couldn't have said it better. So it's important to recognize our heritage, because once we forget our heritage and once we throw out the book on what principles our country was founded in, just like our current president said that we are not a Christian nation, we are a secular nation. Once we do that, we have become truly lost.